You now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez, Drinks, and Chill. I got two of my boys with me here. I got Sci-Fi, the usual suspect.
Yeah.
What's poppin', Sci-Fi?
Hey, I mean, I'm chilling, bro. Appreciate you having me as usual.
You already know.
Yeah.
I got my right-hand man, too, here, Debo.
Debo.
What's really good, people?
How y'all? What's up, Bo? What's going on? I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, facts. You know it. Got to do it for the one time for my family.
For the one time.
For the two time, three time. Hey. Yeah.
You working on some stuff outside of this, too, right? What you doing?
Yeah, right now, working on the agriculture business, you know. Now how we do, try to the feed earth. The people some good things that don't have all the pesticides.
To the earth.
Real nutrient, healthy things, you know what I mean? Things that people can eat and not have the cancers and all the diseases associated with it. But we'll keep it all the way straightforward with what we're talking about and not get off on a tangent. Because I know that'll open up a foxhole there.
Foxholes everywhere.
So today's episode, we're just gonna keep it light. I'm gonna ask him a few questions, basically, just to get to know the guys, get to know me. It's just basic questions, and like, would you rather this or would you rather that? Just basically. So I'm gonna start off with the first question. If you could know the absolute truth about something, anything, right? What would it be? So for me, I'll start it off. I would want to know what happens to us after we die. Like, what really happens to us? Because, you know, nobody knows. Nobody's ever came back after death and been like, this is where we going. This is what happens. We headed there. We headed this. I mean, and I know there's spiritual people or people who have certain religions who feel like there's a certain thing where it could go. But that would be what I would want to know. Sci-Fi.
What would I want to know?
Yeah, you could find the absolute truth about something.
I really don't care what happens after. I want to know the meaning of life. Like, is there a purpose for me? Mm-hmm. Is there a singular, like, I'm supposed to be doing something or with this life? Because we're all going to die. It don't matter, like, what happens afterwards. Like, that's going to happen. Like, you can't stop that train, you know? I believe this way or that way. So I would rather know, like, my purpose here. Like, what am I here for or what am I supposed to accomplish? Or, you know what I mean? What's my reason to have the precious ability to have life? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, am I doing this right? You know what I mean? That type of...
Yeah.
I want to know that. Like, what do I do with this time here? And how do I... You know, what am I supposed to do?
Do you think that would change if you... if I knew that there was something else after this, then I would want to kind of...
Wouldn't you, like, chill on life? You wouldn't, like... I mean, like, if you knew, like, all right...
Yeah, I would.
Bro, everybody gets into heaven. Like, if there's a heaven and all that, we will do the context. But if you knew right now, everybody gets into heaven no matter what you did, whatever case may be, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No rules, no laws. Just like, yo, you live, everybody's you die, you go to heaven. That's the rules. Yeah. Niggas wouldn't do shit out here.
I would enjoy life more.
People would be lazier, though. Or people would be more reckless with life.
And you probably wouldn't go after what you're supposed to, your purpose.
Or, you know what I'm saying, you could just be a menace out here till you die.
Yeah, like, terrorizing, really raping, doing all, whatever. Robbing.
Because
yeah.
There's no repercussion for you. You know facts. It. You know for a fact. Like,
you're
I'm
going there. Yeah.
So, yeah, motherfuckers going to be wild out here. You know what I mean? Even more wild than they are now. Yeah.
Like, Debo, what absolute truth that you would want to know?
I mean, I'm going to piggyback off of you guys. Like,
yeah.
Me, since I'm a Christian, I feel like I know what's after. Even I know people are going to debate that, and that's cool. They could debate. You feel me?
But yeah, I feel you.
I would really want to know, does it hurt when you die? You feel me?
Ooh.
Like, is it going to hurt? You feel me? And when I'm talking about hurt, I mean, like,
right.
I mean, I know it hurt to get shot or get burnt up in a fire or something like that.
Yeah.
But what's it going to really feel like when you really in there? You feel me?
When you about to die.
When you inside of, like, your skeleton, when you're in your shell, you feel me? Like, when you sit, you might be in a room in a hospital, you hear people dying and coming back or whatnot.
Yeah.
Say you in your shell. How's that feel being in there? You might not even be able to respond. You can't even speak.
Yeah.
Is it like being claustrophobic in there? That's what I'd be wanting to know. Does that hurt? I mean, I feel like I know the keys to go to heaven or hell, but
so
I feel like,
let me ask
hurt?
You a question off of piggyback of this.
Yeah.
If you could not die, like get your conscience transferred into either another body or like a machine or something. Mm-hmm. Would you do that rather than die?
Like reach a nirvana or something like that?
Or you know what I'm saying? Like
or say, reincarnation.
Like
kind say of
that, that like you could take your mind and put it somewhere else and still be whole and your body might die, but like say they could put you like in a talking head or something, you know what I mean? Like preserve your consciousness. Would you still wanna die or would you just be like what if they could put you in a robot? Like you know what I mean, like an Iron Man suit.
Oh yeah, your whole mind and I still can move around and
different.
And just
do whatever
facts.
You want. You know what I mean? Would you?
I would want to be in another be human that? Body, though. I wouldn't want to be in another.
I would need to know more specifications about it. Like, is it going to be that same feeling, like you in a shell and can't get out of there? It's like, dang, you can't feel. Like, I would love to know what it feels like to.
I would think it would just be like what, like you know how robots can. Have sensors and sense things, you know, they can have like, you know, whatever the skeletal projection is, you could pretty much mimic human life except for the actual
feeling.
Like you're human,
the
right?
The physical feeling. Well, like, nothing's really tangible for a robot, well, like to touch and feel the sense of touch when you touch it.
But to be honest, for you, sense and touch is all here. It's not necessary. It's electrons connecting to your brain telling you right. feel this. Like you feel because you know you feel.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? That you, like if you could know your feeling in a machine the same way, like I have sensors on my fucking tips of my metal hands. I can touch this and I can feel that. Isn't that the same sensation?
Well, I kind of feel like there's no way a robot can feel the same
but
way a human
robot.
Can feel.
You're the robot.
I understand.
You're
what
the
you
robot.
Mean. But it's like.
So your thought.
It's like if I set a robot on fire right now, of course the computer going to say scream.
Yeah.
But if you get set on fire right now, nothing ain't going to have to tell you to scream. It's good. You're going to feel
what
that
I'm saying,
thing.
Like,
you feel
me? If you're the machine
right.
and you create the machine can have like physical sensors on it. Wouldn't your mind feel pain? Is what I'm saying? Like if you put no matter what body you in, what I'm saying is like right. if your mind is whole as a consciousness as it is now.
See, I mean,
wouldn't
I
you feel
like,
pain? If there was electrical shocks to your body somehow that hurt you, you know what I'm saying? Like you can feel pain.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to feel it as like you saying like okay they put sensors on a robot, but that's not really feeling. That's just like you wrote some codes up and says, like I said, scream.
These niggas
now.
Is having a real
there's
conversation
a fire
about
right
robots. Yeah, the next question. We're gonna go to the next. We're gonna go to the next question.
Like, we're gonna talk about that later after this.
That's offline.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one. What's something that your brain does that you have to kind of talk yourself out of? Like for me, I find humor in the worst shit ever. Like, I know me and Debo used to be in church. Yeah. I used to go to church with him, and we would be sitting there, like, laughing at the craziest shit. And, like, right. I could be at a funeral and find right. something funny. Like, my yes. brain, like, literally, yeah. like, I always find the humor in the worst shit. And I really be having to talk myself out of shit sometimes. Like, do you ever go through that, Simon? Like, what's something that you have to trick yourself out of? Like, and it doesn't have to necessarily be that. It could just be.
I always think I'm right. And I gotta, like... Every now and then, like, calm that sensation to be like, I don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about. I know I'm right. Like,
yeah.
with you know, doing it biasly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to sometimes be like, man, let me hear what these people are saying, because maybe I'm not right, and I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't think I'm ever wrong. But, you mm-hmm. know, like, I have to, like, check myself on that from time to time.
Nigga got the Kanye syndrome.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
Debo?
But, you know.
Yeah, I would say, I guess, for me, it's like,
because I know we both suffer from that shit.
Yeah, me and Mez both on that.
Whoa, y'all are the worst.
Y'all are the worst.
I laugh, but I feel like it, that might, for me, I don't know about for him, be like a kind of nervous thing. Like, instead of me feeling the feelings of when my heartstrings get pulled, I don't feel the sensation of wanting to cry. Even I feel sad. So instead of crying, I just laugh like, damn, okay, that dude just got hit by a car. But it's not funny. Like, but straight up, it ain't funny to me.
But
it's like maybe we got wired wrong, like you were talking about. Maybe that wiring, even though I could feel the pain of that and be like, dang, somebody just died.
Yeah.
I guess my body just and my mind don't want to cry. So it's like, yo, laugh.
Yeah.
You
feel me? No, that's true. My sister Sanae is like that too. Like, we could be some. I would never look at her if something bad happens because we're going to laugh. And
facts.
That's not a good
always.
Thing sometimes. But,
and but I was going to say, for me, like, I think my mind, I have to talk myself out of looking at people in an in a negative aspect, in a negative light.
Yeah, you know? I feel
when
you.
I pull up on people, I'm usually looking like, are they negative?
Or they
until this? Proven otherwise. So basically, for me, you guilty till proven innocent. Off right. the, I don't like care you, who you,
you
are.
You
like,
suspect them every time.
They could be really nice, and I could be. I'll have a whole long conversation within myself, like. Just talking like, oh, they real cool, da 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 da.
Yeah.
But then the other me gonna be like, nah.
Yeah,
you never
that's
know.
A facade right there. Don't trust
But that,
that
kind of stuff also, I mean, I do the same thing, maybe not as extreme, but that I think to me keeps you out of harm's way too. Like, if you overanalyze the situation, it kind of doesn't, I mean, it can go wrong too, because you might think, I mean, and then they might be looking at you like, what the fuck's wrong with him? Like,
That's right. That's true though.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, having a necessary, like, it is like always a healthy level of, like, you know, like caution to anybody you meet, right? But like, There's a thing about being optimistic when you meet someone that changes, like, your relationship with them. Like, if you put negativity on somebody, like, you know, I always feel like if you think negative or if you have negative thoughts, you know, it's like negative can come.
That's a fact.
That's just the world kind of, like,
right.
universe-type things that go on like that. Like, so if you are, if you're looking for the gun, you might find the gun. Right. You dig what I'm saying? Because you're the one looking for the gun.
Yeah,
so,
but sometimes it changes your perspective on things, too. Like, me, when I see the news, I'm like, yo, how did that strange guy with the mask on end up at your house anyway after you picked him up? Like,
right.
Yeah.
You feel me? After the crime has been committed, I'm asking, like,
how did you not notice that all the way? Like, how did he get that far?
Because I would have been questioning that. Like, yo, I'm not picking this dude up.
Right.
And I'm a straight-life grown dude. And I got a little bit of size on me. You feel me? But you're not getting in my car, buddy.
Right. What you saying, like, there's a certain level of healthy cautious. Like, you shouldn't, like, you don't know people. There's certain things. No one should be in your space the first time you meet them.
Right.
I don't understand people that, like, I met you and then you at my house that same day. Are you crazy? Yeah.
Or people
Why?
Who, like, you know, there's times, like,
that's retarded.
I was telling Debo recently that, you know, how sometimes people will go house to house, like, trying to sell you stuff. So, like, maybe a month ago, somebody knocks at my door, and I always, like, if you come unexpectedly, I look through the window, see who it is. I open the door and it's just some random dude standing there. He's like, yeah, we're here going door to door trying to sell a device that goes into your alarm system. And he's like, I see you with CPI. We are compatible with that. And I'm like, what is it? And he's like, well, we put it in your system because sometimes if people want to break into your house, they can just rip off that box and it's good. And I'm like, I'm good. Because it just doesn't make sense. I'm looking around. I'm looking behind him. I looked at him up and down. I don't see no badge, no Thank work you. Outfit, no van.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, like, in my head, I'm thinking of you negative off top. I'm like, nah, I don't trust this dude.
You can rob me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm good off you. I'm not about to let you in my house, so I close the door. Like, 2 weeks later, the same type of dude comes through and says the same shit to me. And I'm like I wonder how many people let him in their house.
Right.
Yeah. Never.
See,
or gives him information because he was like, are you still with CPI? Who do you have?
I don't like to Uber from my home.
Really?
I just feel a way about somebody that I don't know pulling up to my house. And just like I don't know you.
There's
like,
been stories of people
car,
coming back.
You have a car. Right. There have been stories like that. And you have a car and you can come right back. You just drop me off.
Yeah, there was somebody who dropped somebody off at the airport, and then they went back and robbed their house.
Right, you see what I mean?
That's real thing to me.
But for me, I think all of that is all that those type of perspectives is like the product of experience.
Right,
and I mean it's sad to say, but I guess some people never experienced that. We done had enough experience to be like, there's no way this guy coming from.
Nah,
I'm always
not coming
more
to my
cautious
house.
About my home life. Like, I feel that privacy is, like, too many people that know where you live, that's not a good thing. You know what I mean? I never feel. And so people are just too freely with, like, unless you're my neighbor, like, you live fucking across the street. Okay, I get it. I might not let you
even
in my house.
I don't like my neighbors.
Might not let you let me in my house unless it's like a function or something, like I'm inviting neighbors or some shit like that.
Right,
but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can, if you pulled up to my house, I'm not going to be like, what the fuck you doing here? Like, yo, you straight?
Right.
Like, you good? Like, because I know, I see you. I know you. I can find you. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't like people popping up at my house either. Like,
yeah, at all, nah.
Yeah, even the homies, like, I would never pop up at none of my homies' crib. I don't care how cool we are, I'm calling.
You just don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you don't know what I'm doing. You don't know. Like, what if I'm chopping dope? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, you bring your kids over, like, nigga. Like,
I think there's a threshold dope, when you pass a certain age, you don't pop up no more. Like, you should know, like, after the age of maybe 22, 23, you just kind of know. It's not. I'm not going to say it's an age, but you kind of know. I'm not going to pop up at the homie crib. He might have his girl, his girls, or whatever, anything going on. Whatever. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? He could be doing family stuff. And, like, his mom's here. He ain't living.
I think it's a respect factor on that. You feel me? All of that. Like, you can't just pop up at nobody. You can't pop up at Trump house.
No, you can't pop up nowhere. You feel me? You shouldn't pop up nowhere. You know
what I mean? I think, especially with technology, you can call somebody and be like, okay, you mind if I come through? And I think it should be a question, too. It shouldn't be like, yo, I'm coming through.
The assumption. But see, you know what I'm saying? I feel that's the connection of the relationship.
Right.
Like, all right, like, if Maz text me, yo, bro, shit, I ain't doing nothing. You doing anything? I was going to slide through. I'm going to be like, yeah, you go ahead. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not doing nothing, you feel me? But, like, someone that I don't know that well, be like, assuming that they can slide through, I'm like, what? Nah. I'm not going to be
sometimes I feel like that's like light pulling rank. Like, if you give a statement like, hey, bro, I'm about to slide through. Like, nah, what you mean? You're supposed to be asking me.
Yeah.
I think some people do that on a slick to see if, like, oh, yeah. Right.
I think it depends on the person. That's all I'm saying. Like if my mom said, hey, you know, I was gonna stop by, come through, I'm on the way, I was just in the neighborhood and I'm not doing that, like,
I'm taking a big assumption to say people should know better, but
like if you call me, like if you and my neighbor, like, yo, Mez, what you doing? I'm like, nothing. I'm chilling at the crib. He's like, yo, I'm about to slide through. I'm like, pull up, nigga.
See, but I wouldn't even. I never position my words like that. I'm gonna be. So, Mez, I've known both of y'all for over 20 years. Most people call their homeboys after 5 years.
But I look at y'all niggas like brothers.
You feel me?
Yeah, it's different.
But there's dudes out here that call their brothers. Oh, this is my brother, and I just met him at work.
It's different with us, though.
We just worked together, and I just met him a month ago, but we like brothers.
I know people that's like known each other for like 2 months, and then like they think they family.
I'm still, even with this man or you, I'm not going to just state a fact. I'm going to come to your crib, I'm about to roll through and just make it fact. I'm going to state and come through now because it's not giving you the opportunity to deny me. You should have the opportunity to be like, a question, yes or no.
No, but even if you said that, like if I really had something to do, if I didn't want you to come through, I'd be like, yo, bro, I'm kind of busy right now, maybe some other time. Right. Because we have that relationship to where we can openly be honest with each other and I won't take it. Yeah. Anything you can say to me, Safa, I would never take it offensively because I know there's no malice behind it. And same with you, bro. Yeah. So whatever is said, I'm never going to harper on it too much. You know what I mean?
See, but for me, I feel like my fault. Now you good? I don't feel like lingering on this, but my fault. But my thing is, even though we know our personnel, sometimes you don't know your personnel until you know them.
Yeah.
Until after it's done, it's like, dang, most people, when something happened, they're like, bro, I didn't even know he would do something like that.
Right.
How many dudes come through and be like, yo, I always knew he would do that to me. I always knew he would rob me. That's why I've been hanging with him this long. Not saying, of course, we know we don't rob like that, but that's how it happens to people. I feel like respect with grown men, that's the best thing to have. You feel me? Especially when guys have families.
Yeah.
I need to be asking a question, and you should be answering, and you should always have the opportunity to say yes or no.
That's human decency.
Yeah, that's around the globe. That's, if you get in your boss office, you're not going to make statements, then you're going to be asking a lot of questions.
Even simply, I'm knocking on the door. Like, people just open people's doors and shit in the offices, and I'll be just like, what? Like, you better knock on my door. Like, what?
Yeah. See, I wouldn't mind. Like, if y'all was coming through the crib and I was
I'm talking about, like, I'm in the professional corporate setting. Like,
okay.
I'm in my office and you just open the door. That's the sign of respect. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo,
I got my door closed for a reason.
Right.
There should be boundaries.
That's a good point.
And what's happening, that's why the world is kind of getting mixed up, because nobody don't have no boundaries, so nobody don't know what rules to play by.
Yeah.
And that's why you have a lot of fratricide, accidental stuff going on in people's lives.
Like people accidentally getting pregnant. Like, how you accidentally get pregnant?
Yeah, how is that possible? Man?
Like, you was fucking your homeboy pretending like y'all was wife and husband. And like, and I'm, you know what I mean? Like, you're fucking like you're trying to get a family.
Right.
But you're surprised that you get the family.
Right. It's not even possible.
Come on, man. We're not even no boundaries.
All right. So then the next joint, right? I don't believe in magic, right? I'm sure none of y'all believe in magic, but what's the closest thing to magic that y'all believe in? And for me, I would say it was like the law of attraction or prayer, because, you know, I think really if you pray on something hard or like really speak it into existence, it can happen.
Destiny.
Exactly. So that would be the closest thing that I have. What about you?
Music.
Music?
I think how magical it is from a sense that it's almost like a time machine, like certain sounds and things can take you back to places and times and memories.
Facts. Because if you hear a song, you can know exactly where you were
when you heard it. What happened, what the time, how the atmosphere was, mm-hmm. the smells in the air.
Who you were with.
Like to the T off of a song or like a melody, you know?
Yeah.
And then like how magical it is connecting people. Like you can meet somebody across the world and like, Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and vibe with someone and have, like, a whole live conversation about some shit that you've never even talked to them about. And it's, like, the connection of music and how it just connects people. And sitting in a concert with 60,000 people all singing the same song.
Yeah.
That shit is, like, some powerful ass. Like, you just feel the energy. I just feel some magical thing. Music is so, like, you know, just an unbelievable thing.
What about you, Bo?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I do believe in magic, but it's on a spiritual level. I believe that there's a higher power and there's a lower power, and you could get help from either way. You feel me? You could get help from the higher power,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, you got, like me, Christianity, you're going to believe in Jesus, you're going to believe in God, you feel me? But then there's the lower power, which we look at Satan or Shaitan. You could get help from that power as well.
Dark mm-hmm. magic.
Yeah, it's going to be called dark magic, but even some people, especially in Christianity, they look at white magic as dark magic, true. Even though it's called white magic, but they still look at it because it didn't come from our source.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I do believe that there is a certain level of magic that can happen where somebody can have that power to open a door, to know another boss that's in working under that same power, working under that same spiritual atmosphere that can open the door for you to become whatever you want to be, because these people are in line with that still darker power. So, I mean, I feel that's the closest to magic that I would believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. Yeah. It makes sense, though. All right, so if you can choose one, right, would you rather have an all-round-the-clock chef or a round-the-clock maid? Me, I think I probably would go with a maid, like, because I'm lightweight OCD about cleanliness. Like, I love my house to be clean, everything to be clean, my car. I mean, of course, your maid ain't going to clean your car, but, like, just the house, you know what I mean? Like, would you rather have a chef or a maid?
For me, it's a maid, because, like, that's one of my weaknesses. Like,
cleaning?
I mean, I clean, but I don't clean as, like, probably at the level, like, mm-hmm. you do. You know what I mean? I'm not OCD about it, you know? So if I had a maid, and I can do everything else.
Word.
Like, literally.
Yeah, I feel the same with Debo.
No, I would think a chef.
Yeah.
Because...
Yo, you eat good.
I eat good. But think about it. If you got a chef, you going to always keep to that schedule. That's the best way to ever stay in shape, if you meal prep.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true.
So if you meal prep, imagine even for... Not even outside of fitness, just well-being. Just eating the proper things. If you came in the crib right now and she had... Or he had some zucchini, some squash.
I mean, good stuff ready, and it's already prepared.
You don't have to go through the process.
Seasoned right and all that.
Yeah, seasoned right. It's already prepared on the table. It's fresh. You got to eat that thing. You feel me? And then
you need food every day. You need food every day.
But I ain't going to want to clean after I eat all that good food either.
You feel me? But it'll keep you healthy. You'll live longer.
Yeah, but you should, like, you don't eat good, though.
That's true, yeah. I mean, you can't technically go wrong with either.
But now I feel like the reason people don't eat healthy is because of time, really.
Yeah,
of course. Don't have the time and effort.
Or time is sped up for us. So we live on a clock, and the meals need to be prepared in a shorter time, right? Everybody works 8 hours a day. You don't have, like, I mean, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I just think that, like, the world is so much faster.
That's what he's saying. We don't have the time to just stop and make.
Back in the day, somebody in the household, whether it be father or mother, would prepare a meal, and the whole family would sit down together and eat. When's the last time most families sat down together at
Thanksgiving
on a normal night?
Nah, it doesn't happen.
Because, like you said, time, we don't have enough time because society keeps us busy.
Bro, you know how many I Postmates every now and then just because, you know what I'm saying? A couple dollars is easy. And you can't, I can't describe how many 6 to 9 p.m. takeout meals I send. And it's just a kid, like, your mom ordered you fast food, and you just grab it, and you give her your burrito, and they go pass it out, and then they just eat wherever the fuck they was just sitting at. Yeah. Like, there's no, like, camaraderie during, like, there's that whole scene of, like, people coming home and taking their shoes off and going to the dinner table, washing your hands, saying, hey, yeah, smelling good in here.
Imagine how many families would be able to eat together. And it would be, like, you would actually be able to do it if a mother and father didn't have to focus on the cooking process, the actual cutting up the carrots, making a soup from scratch. Nobody, that's the reason why most people don't eat healthy anyways, because they'd rather get a meal already ready.
The best way, would you say the best way to make sure to have the processed best food?
Yeah. Most people eat processed food because they don't have time to get it from scratch. It's a long process to cook food from scratch. You from Eritrea. Yeah. Eritrea. Think about it.
I've seen how long it takes for Enjetta.
Yeah, it does.
Takes forever. Enjetta takes forever. Like, that's our local bread. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? From the mixing to the
fermentation
of it, to the pouring. Exactly. On that. So, first of all, set up the heat, the little pan and everything.
But we will all probably agree that it's a much better meal than fast food.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I guarantee if y'all had a chef... And your mom,
I've been seeing my mom slave over onions. Yeah. That's all I ever. When I walked in the kitchen growing up, it was like, she cutting onions again?
Hey, that shakurti smell good when you walk in the crib.
But that's what I'm saying. And we used to get picked fun of because we all used to smell like onions,
it when you go to school.
But, like, onions are such a base on our diet, you know? Yeah, so she was cutting onions all the time. Yeah. And it was fresh, and it was clean, and it was healthy, and it was cheaper.
Right.
And it was...
And everybody eating together, like you said, my pops used to make sure, like, we wasn't allowed to grab a plate, go to the other room,
We all
had to sit at the table and eat together. And that, you know, eventually you're going to start talking.
But guess what? We all know each other now.
You know, but families in our generation was a lot closer.
With everything.
That's what I'm saying. You know each other. There's families right now that don't know each other, so when they grow up, they're like, yo, I haven't seen my brother in 6 years.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Because people be like, damn, y'all close as hell. And I'm like I mean, we grew up.
If I go a week, maybe 2 weeks, without seeing my mom, my sister.
That's what I'm saying.
It's to me something weird, wrong. Right? Like, it'd be like, y'all straight?
That's what that table brings, unity.
They do.
You gotta have this.
Yeah, my pops was strong on that. Like, you don't go nowhere. Everybody sit down right here and eat at the same time.
Lack of time together creates division.
Facts.
And I had to have my homework finished before we ate.
That's why I'd rather a chef.
Mm. That's a good point.
All right, so would you rather go back to the age of 5 with everything you know now, and it'll be still this date and time and everything? Or would you rather be who you are today, same age, and know everything you're gonna know in the future?
I'll be 5 years old right now.
Right now, at the same time, age.
But I know everything I know.
Everything you know right now. You'd be a 5 year old with the same knowledge.
Or
you're going to be what age you are right now and know everything you're ever going to know in life, like the past and the future, right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So to me, I don't know. I'd stay who I am today and know everything I'm going to know later in the future. Because you can pretty much change the world of, you know, you could just do whatever you want. Like, if I know what's going to be out in 10, 15 years, I could change it right now.
Yeah. If you knew Walmart before Walmart blew up. Like,
Uber, anything.
Whatever's coming.
Yeah. Amazon, you could throw in stocks, all type of shit.
I would do it because I just wouldn't want to go through puberty and all that shit again. Like, I am who I am. I don't want to do that over. Because also the world changes, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be knowing everything I know now and then being 5 years old, and then 20 years from now, the world's totally different. What I know now...
The world changes a lot in 5, 10 years.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, but if I know now, if I'm who I am, and then I know the next 40, 50 years of my... Like, what's going on in the world, life, everything, I just know it all.
Yeah.
Man, I'm about to be a killer out here. I'm about to be a monster. Yeah. Out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In 3 years, I'm gonna turn some shit around.
You know quick, what I mean? Fast, like, too. You know what I mean? What about you, Debo?
That I'd rather hit the reset button because.
What?
Yeah, I would have to. I mean,
so you'd rather be 5 years old right now?
Yeah, because there's a lot of things I've done in this life that I have remorse for and I regret.
And you want to do again.
That I would love to just do again and be a whole different person. Wait.
So that's the question, though. Mm. If I go back to five, does everything that I did scratch? Or
yeah, you're 5 years old. No, you're 5 years old.
So everything that I did up to my point in life is erased and I go back to five.
Whoever you were at 5 years old, that's who you would be. But the only difference is you'd have your knowledge that you have today.
Well, that's right. I see your point of view now. Like, that's a powerful...
That switches it.
And go ahead, finish your point. Like, what was the reason you said, like...
No, I mean, there's things in this life that I've done that I would definitely want to erase.
Redo, right.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, facts. I would have to do that, you know? And then to just have my train of thought that I have now and go back, I would definitely be a nerd.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I would be that kid that was getting picked on in the corner getting good grades. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
I mean, even that, though, that puts you in a certain profile of getting certain jobs and this and that. Even though I'd rather be an entrepreneur, but knowing what I know now, I would be able to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and you would get gully on the information early on.
Yeah, know? I would be able to apply it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd be like 8 years old, business mogul.
Think about it. Most of the things
I seen this little kid who's like has a bow tie company killing it. He's like 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah, killing it.
But think about it. Like, even your family's being from overseas and me, even though my family's educated, we weren't exposed.
Would you lose all your connections, though? So when you reset, do you have your friends?
He said, you know what you know now.
You know what you know now.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't know those people now. They don't reset with you.
No, I mean, but you'd just be 5 years old, but you would still know me. You'd just be a five-year-old person. Like,
yeah, but that's not that. But I'm saying the relationships are different. You can't chill with 5 year old me.
That's a fact. The relationship is going to be different.
You can't be like, yo, Si, you want to go out and kick it? Like, I'm 5 years old.
No, but if you're a 5 year old and you know how to do the podcast, set up everything, I'm going to still rock with you.
Yeah,
so you were kicking with a 5 year old kid.
For business, hell yeah. I'm not saying I'm gonna take you to the club.
We went back to 5 years old.
We'd be stupid. He talking about you would kick it with a 5 year old.
But if we went back to 5 years old and then came to this age, we would be doing a podcast
right now.
We would be owning our own island right now.
But all of us would make that choice. What I'm saying is, if you turn 5 years old and he didn't, by the time he gonna be old and like, you know, you're gonna miss life with people.
But
what
you know,
you lose those personal connections.
You changing the dynamics.
Yeah.
Nah, what I'm saying is everything changes for you currently.
Yeah.
Your job, your life, you're 5 years old.
Let's say if the whole world started over and you were five and everybody else went back to five.
Now, see,
that's time travel now.
Yeah. All right, so we're going too deep. Let's not even go that far.
No, I'm just trying to break it down so Simon can answer.
I feel what you're saying.
All right, so the next topic, right? Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do? Or would you rather get away with something that you did and have it haunt you for the rest of your life? Me, I like having a clear conscience. You know what I mean? Like, so I think I would just rather do the time and get away and be innocent. But damn, now especially, that's a hard one because we just sort of, when they see us, right?
Yeah.
That shit fucked them up big time.
They exonerated.
Yeah,
jail's gonna change
for
you.
Real.
It's gonna change you, but what about?
No, I'm just saying it's gonna change you.
Facts,
not,
yeah. It ain't gonna be.
You're not gonna be the same person when you come back. Nah. Regardless if you were innocent or.
But that's a tough one because I also don't want.
Life changes too, right? Like,
I also
that's
don't
really
wanna,
the hard. To me,
hold on.
And I don't know, but the. Oh, go ahead, finish what you're saying.
But see, and at the same time, also with the. Like, if you don't have a clear conscience, I can't sleep at night. You know what I mean? Like, if I know I did some fuck shit, and it's going to keep haunting me. I don't know. I might have to come back to that one.
I was saying is like, yo, the thing that's the worst, like, to be in jail, right, is time passes. So people change. Things change. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You missed.
Yeah.
Because we're social beings, right?
Right.
And to me, I think that's the scariest point. I mean, I understand, like, jail probably itself is scary as fuck, too, the actual atmosphere. I'm not going to, like, belittle that. But, like, to miss out on your life, right?
Yeah.
For a period of time with the ones you've loved. And, you know, I think that's the scary. So, for me, like, I don't want to lose 4 years
So you think you'd be able to live the rest of your life knowing you did something that can eventually get you caught up? Like, you're not sure if you're going to get caught later on? Like,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I guess to me, and this is how I think, like, the point of all of this, how you do it, how you make it from whatever, the point of all of this is to live life as much as you can.
So which one would you choose?
For as long as you can. So I would...
I think I would do my four years.
I don't know. I couldn't choose to go to jail. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, knowing about jail and knowing what's there, I couldn't be like, yo, I'm going to choose that.
So then you would just stay free and just run the risk of...
I mean, if I'm a good... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm
I think I'm going to do the four. What you do, Debo?
That's crazy to me to be like, I'm going to choose jail over staying out.
Because
like,
my conscience... But to me, but the thing is, to me, therapy, like, mental conscience...
You know what I'm saying? I can get rich...
Right.
Money changes a lot. Like, there's a lot of things you can do while you're out and living.
To me,
because you only have a certain amount
of time.
For
me, I wouldn't do no time. Because for me, I answer to God. I don't answer to the judicial system. Because first of all, like he just said, we just seen when they see us.
Yeah.
That system's not pure. You feel me? Who are they?
To judge. Right.
And who are they? All these people that commit crimes daily.
Everybody commits crime.
They be the main ones committing crimes.
We going into the 4th of July right now. I guarantee you, a lot of people have illegal fireworks in the house right now.
Yeah.
So who are you to judge me?
They were just selling them on the side of the street.
Yeah.
You just don't, you don't commit this crime, so you're going to judge me? But people break law all the time.
Everybody. Every human being does.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't look at the judicial system as God to be the judge of me.
I think I feel a lot of that, too.
I think God can give mercy.
I'm not going to give my freedom up. Willingly for no one. If I gotta deal with other shit, I'ma deal with other shit. But I'm not going to willingly give my freedom up to people like
that. That would lead me to another question.
They're gonna have to catch me because who are they to tell me what I did was right? I don't know.
His question leads me to another question. Do you think there are judges, lawyers, district attorneys, which is lawyers, anybody that has broken law?
Yeah, of course.
Statute. So that's why I look at it like that, because...
But I'm saying, like, to me, mentally, I'd still be locked up knowing that, like, just watching over my back, looking...
I mean, come on, bro, let's be real, bro. We've all, like... I'm not saying you can't get over it, but what I'm saying is just, like...
No, but that's the scenario, like, some shit that you can't get over, like, it just haunts you for the rest of your life.
I mean, what I'm saying is like, there's everything that haunts. Like, life is hard, bro. Like,
nah, I'm talking about, like, if something, bro, like, you literally... Remember how G-Dep,
he turned himself in?
Yeah, he was like, yo... I killed somebody back in the day, and this shit is haunting me to the point where I can't live my life. I'm just going to turn myself in.
Do you think turning yourself in is going to solve that? It's already done.
No, but just, like, I guess mentally he couldn't. He felt like he was locked up mentally. You know how they say you can lock my body, but you can't lock my mind?
Yeah.
In that sense is how I'm looking at it. Like, all right, I'll do my 4 years and come out. It might change me, but at least my mind will be free in a sense.
Say he does his 10, 15, whatever he does. Coming out, does that change?
No, that's different. 10, 15 years. If it's an L behind it, life, I'm not turning myself in. You're going to have to catch me. I'm going to just have to deal with it. I'm talking about a few years.
I'm just talking about the psychological thing. That never changes. What I'm saying is your mind is going to still, if you can't process that, it doesn't matter if you're in jail, out of jail. Like, the solution of jail is not going to help your consciousness.
No, but you got the, you can also be free for, let's just say you choose, let them catch me, right? 10 years down the line, you get caught and you got to do the 5 years or 4 years or whatever. You're going to take the risk of later on getting caught or get it out the way right now?
Let me say one thing.
Yo, shout out to T-Weezy, my homie. Let me say this one quick. And this is maybe some street life, gangster shit, but he's like, a day of freedom is priceless.
Right.
It's unretrievable. The only real article of currency we have
jail
in this
is the
world
wackest thing. The only thing worse than jail is death.
Is your life, is freedom. You feel what I'm saying? So I can't blame anyone or myself to be like, I choose freedom always, all the time.
Nah, of course not.
You feel what I'm saying?
I was gonna say, if
I'm gonna get caught with something,
it's stuff worse than jail, though. There's stuff in other countries, there's stuff worse than jail. Now, I'm not saying that.
I'm talking about in America, nigga.
Oh, yeah, here.
Yeah, here.
That's real. But what I was going to say is,
I ain't never
to do 4 years in jail, it's different for each person.
It's true.
A jail for one person might not be a jail for somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
They might not have the same experience. You know?
Right. Yeah, because there's some people who live better in jail prison than they do on the outside. Like, there's people who really... They
bout this shit.
Yeah, so they could go in there and they eat for free, they living for free, like, they comfortable in there. They could be, you know what I mean? And then they come out in the real world and be losers.
I'm keep it real though. Like, if even if I, like, on the other hand, if I went to jail and made that choice, bro, I'm gonna be a Nation of Islam. I'm gonna be with the Brotherhood. Yeah. I'm gonna be all the way in. I mean, there's ways to survive it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that to me, the currency of losing a day outside, I don't care how many. You feel what I'm saying? Is what. I'm always taking
but even
you
with
feel
that,
I'm always
even
going,
with man. That, like, and this is not towards you, this is towards people who might be listening.
Yeah.
Even if people go in and join, they filter people, you feel me? They're going to know whether you really in or you in just because you need safety. And them dudes will kick you out to the wolves, and you'll be food in there. Like, there's people that's walking plates in there.
Yeah.
Instantly, when they walk in, you're a walking plate. You're a buffet. Like,
yeah.
You anybody can touch you. It don't matter what gang, MS-13, Sir-13, Blood, Crip, Folk, GD, whatever it is. Anyone can touch you, and having
yeah,
that
course.
Title is bad. So it depends on if you go in there and you look at it as neutral, predator, prey, whatever you are.
Now, so the question
time is different.
How can, like, other than, like, getting big and fighting, that's the only thing I think that you can change your perspective in there. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're talking about. It's a physical intimidation, right?
Nah, I mean, you could be the biggest guy and then get jumped by the whole block.
Yeah.
You feel me? You could be the biggest, nicest fighter. You get jumped by 50 grown men, you still...
Even three grown men.
So, like, basically, you have to go into gang culture.
Nah, a lot
jail.
Of it is respect, too. Like, and I mean, like, we were
like,
talking
so,
about...
What I'm saying is, can someone, like, a normal person go to jail and just have a easy bid?
I doubt it,
per
no.
se.
I don't think so, no.
Because why? Like, they have to, like, understand a certain culture in there, right?
Because you're not respected. Like, jail, as much as people talk about jail and prison, the biggest thing in it is respect. If you don't have no respect from nobody, you nobody there.
So the only way to gain respect is through, like, knocking some nigga out type of shit? Or how do you gain respect in there?
One big thing is the respect of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you just minding your business the whole time, you don't talk shit, you just, you know, doing your time, going...
I'm sure you're going to get tried.
Yeah, you're going to get tried, because you're not communicating with nobody. We need to know about you. Not saying me, but people going to want to know why he's so quiet. You feel me? Like, so somebody can definitely come over there and see what he's talking about.
And then it also
about,
depends on what you in there for, too. Like, God forbid you in there for child molestation or rape.
Nah, you're going to be frowned upon, you know?
Well, what if you in there for, like, some
gangster stuff, like you saying?
Nah, not even gangster stuff. Say you're
armed robbery?
Some, like, white-collar crime shit, and you happen to be in with the boys, like, oh, yeah, I stole some money from some corporations type of shit.
I said gangster stuff because it really don't matter what you in there. You could be the most hood dude going there, and somebody will check your blood pressure or temperature and find out that you're not that guy.
Because sometimes, you know, because a nigga, hold on, real quick. Like, a nigga could go in there real quick, right?
Yeah.
Somebody could go in there and catch three bodies. They might have shot three niggas and killed them, right? But they could go in there and have no hands at all. Like, they could go in there and cannot fight to save their life. Now you food in there.
Right.
I get that. What I'm saying is how does a square for the public, right? So someone who's just like, yo, I did some, like, illegal fucking fraud computer shit. You know what I'm saying? I get, like, 7 years for some shit like that. You know? Because you do, there's some dumb
ass. But most of the time,
crimes.
Those kind of people go into, like, a lower level to where
is it minimum type of shit?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's say you got caught up in, like, say your homeboy, you asked you to drive somewhere, he went and robbed somewhere, and now you connected through conspiracy or acting in concert or something like that.
You didn't even know.
And now you in there.
Now you in there.
For the public, if you go in jail, you probably going to be fooled because that's the climate in there. You're not in there with guys that are going to respect you off the strength of respecting you. You only get respected because you deserve to be respected.
Right, so basically you're gonna have to just hold your shit down when you get tried one day.
It's not regular civilian world. Just think about
what I'm
it.
Saying
in there with criminals,
everybody gonna,
like,
get tried, and you're gonna have to hold yourself down, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, just to say, you're in there with society calls criminals, so you should go in there expecting criminal activity.
Right.
All
right,
so next question, right?
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's just a wild shit, right?
All
right,
so would you rather be attractive and dumb, or would you rather be intelligent and ugly? I think that depends on if you're a man or a woman, because a man could be ugly and be smart and successful. Like, if you got money, chicks aren't as, like, shallow as men are. I think if you're a woman, you probably, I don't know, I can't speak from a woman's point of view, but I would guess it'd be easier because I see women have an easier time. Like, think about how many women are successful and get ahead in life and always get chosen just being pretty. They bitches be dumb as hell, but they still get chose.
I mean,
that as a man, I would rather just be a, smart. Like,
I'm always taking intelligence over anything.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's just how I live. I mean, ugly or not, like, the world's bigger than, like, jobs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I want to always be able to, like, think. Like, even if the jail, like, to the jail situation, if you have a mind, you can endure and fight your way through and figure out, like, you know, if you were just a dumb dude in jail and you was on some dumb shit, like, you're
them looks ain't gonna mean nothing when you're in there.
Them being pretty is gonna get you ate up, right?
Like, or raped.
Bro, like, something, you know what I'm saying? That's a real thing, though. But, yeah. Like, so I'd rather have some intellect, and then, you know what I'm saying, if I'm ugly, nobody gonna fuck with me. You know
what about you, Bo?
I'd rather have intellect. Yeah. Over anything.
Anything, you know.
You gotta have the smarts, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, beauty goes away after a certain time. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
You're gonna get ugly eventually.
Yeah.
Intellect can get whatever it wants.
Yeah.
That's the society. You already know.
Yeah.
All right, so would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak? I think I would probably lose the ability to... Damn, I can imagine not being able to read or speak. Probably speak, I guess, because you can write in a sense. It's like I can still communicate with you. But then there's people who get ahead without knowing how to read too. Like, what you think, Safa? I don't know.
I know what I would. I'd rather be able to speak. Think it. Most foreigners that come to the U.S. can't even communicate in English. But yet, most of them end up more successful 20 years later than people that's been here for 50 years.
And they didn't know how to read.
And they never knew how to read. And they couldn't speak.
But me as a person, I like to be able to, like...
I mean, you get what I'm saying, though, with that?
Like, no, yeah, you're right. I get what you're saying. That makes sense.
Even they might be able to speak, like, you hear sound, but you can't communicate with the people that are around you in English. But
or your native language. Like, think about how many Eritreans come here and they don't know how to read English. Like, there's Eritreans who come here in their 30s, 40s who don't know how to read English.
So I would rather be able to speak.
Yeah, because communication.
Speak, you can communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have time to read what you're writing.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Even though, I mean, I'd rather be a social being.
I need to connect with people. I got to speak, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that reading shit, I can figure out life without knowing a word of a book. You know what I mean?
What about, would you rather, if you had to lose a sense between the ability to see or the ability to hear? Damn, that lick is definitely hitting me now.
Yeah.
So would you rather lose your eyesight or lose your hearing if you had to? God forbid, but...
Ooh.
Hearing.
Yeah, me too. Hearing would be off top.
I need to be able to see. I don't know. You know, like, I say that, but then, like...
Bro, can you imagine not being able to see?
But for me to not have to be able to hear music, like, to not be able to hear voices, yo, that's a scary thought.
To me, I gotta have my eyesight, bro.
That's a scary. Like, we just talked about speaking and communication and how important it is.
Yeah.
And then I can't hear you.
But you can still. Sign language is still a thing. We still, like, can communicate.
What I'm saying is being in the dark, you can still live and still operate. Like if you don't hear, it's like, you're the. That's a. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Talk. Like, I can't. Express. I'm trapped in this body.
So you would rather be blind.
I'm trapped in this body for real. Like, I can see it. I can see what's going on around me. I can't hear nothing.
Imagine you in the middle of a stampede. You don't even know what's going on, but all you can do is hear it. I'd rather be able to see.
I want to see.
You feel me? Damn, or imagine you in the middle of a war and the enemy's coming. And all you hear is everybody saying, oh, the enemy's here, the enemy's here. And all you can do is hear.
I'm a real believer that if the sense of hearing, and if you train yourself, like, blind people have been able to, like, there's a blind dude, he died because he had a heart congestion, but, like, he was able to click and, like, sonically, you know what I'm saying, create an imagery and world from the clicks and the sound, like sonar. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe
that makes sense.
Function, like, you know what I'm saying, your other senses pick up. But if you don't hear...
Right. But war is chaotic. I mean, I know I went to the extreme.
If you don't hear, though, like, you can't hear bullets, you can't hear somebody jump on you, you can't hear somebody sneak up on you, all that is perception.
I'd rather see it.
The perception.
I'd rather see it,
but you can't always be in the direction of looking.
You would okay, imagine you're in a war, and now it's your time to fire that weapon.
You don't even know who you're firing at. You might be firing at a homie.
You might be aiming at
your... I can hear the shots coming from the left. You know what I'm saying? Versus, like, if I'm looking this way and I don't hear nothing, if a nigga can come right on me and just slit my throat.
I'd rather be able to see.
I couldn't hear you. You couldn't walk. I couldn't even understand what's going on around me.
All right, so you would choose being blind?
I'd rather be blind, nigga. I'm going to be on some Stevie Wonder
shit. I want to see. I'd rather be deaf than blind.
I'm going to be on some Stevie Wonder shit, and I'm going to make it.
I got to see. Like, that's most important.
I believe that. You know, I really truly believe that. Like, I'll be all right with that shit.
I don't mind following a group of people running.
Yeah.
Or firing back at some people. But at least I know where I'm going. Not seeing is just an issue right there.
All right, so what about all five of your senses? If you just had to lose one, which one would it be?
Touch.
Smell would be mine. I gotta be.
To me, taste is overrated.
Yeah, taste or smell is either.
Taste
touch,
is overrated.
But you know, if you say touch, but that means you wouldn't be able to enjoy certain things even with woman, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Let's rewind that. Smell then.
For me, it's taste.
The sensation of smelling, facts.
Taste.
I have to
but
do
taste,
that.
But taste, think about it. Taste is important.
I don't need the aroma, but taste it.
Food is sustenance. I don't need to, it doesn't need to be like, mouth watering. Like, I feel that. It's cool that we have it, and it's, you know, but like, my life is not going to be any less.
If you don't know what broccoli tastes like,
just because, like, I don't know what the difference between the cheese pizza is and the chicken.
You would have been a great soldier. You'd just be eating filler. Just give me filler.
As long as I'm full, right? Just think about it in essence like that. Like, you know,
it could be gruel. I need to be full.
But that makes it even better. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, for
it'd
you, like, nothing's gonna be nasty to you.
Right. That makes sense.
So, like, I mean, I'm not gonna be like, people be like, ugh, why are you eating that? I'm like, nigga, I don't taste this shit.
I'm full though.
It's nutrients. Right. I know the nutrients and the blends of the carbohydrates and this. Well, you know, I know the, like,
I'm full.
The sustenance, and I'm full.
Yeah.
And I'm healthy.
I'm full though.
So,
that's all that
you
matters.
You know what I mean? That's really all that matters. Right. At the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah,
all right. Next question. This might be the last question, too. If you had a 60-second slot for a Super Bowl commercial and you could sell anything you want, what would you sell? And I think me and Safa spoke about this before, and we both agreed on the same thing. It was hope, right? I think that's what we spoke about.
Yeah.
Definitely mine would be hope, because if you could sell hope, I swear to God, if I could bottle up hope and sell it, I'd be a fucking billionaire, because that's all people want. Obama saw hope. That nigga, he won his election based off of hope. Most presidents, actually, any election, for the most part, they sell you hope, and then you never really get, for the most part, what the fuck they telling you they're going to give you. So
I think I do it because I value life so much that, like, yo, to be hopeful in life is to be able to go through it, you know? So, like, the worst thing is for people to want to give up out here, you know?
And it's not tangible. Like, you can't touch it, so I can't be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hope is just, I don't know. That's the easiest thing to sell. Like, think about all that shit that they sell you.
I would sell knowledge, too, if, like, a substar. Like, if I can give somebody, like, yo, go learn something, bro. Go be smarter than you were yesterday. I would do that's a form of hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, be better than you were. Learn something. Try to be better. You know. Like,
but you can give somebody the knowledge on, like, how to diet, right? Like, you could tell somebody, like, this is what you do, eat right. But if you tell them a hopeful pill, like, this pill right here is gonna make you lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks, they're gonna take that fucking pill because you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think hope is definitely what it is. Cause it matters that you believe in shit. Because it don't matter what you believe in. It just matters you believe in something.
Technically, like, I know Debo ain't going to like this, but religion is hope. Like, the afterlife is hope. Like, there's a heaven. That's hope. Like, that's how you get people to subscribe to religion, is the fact that there's something better than this, you know what I'm saying, after we die. That's hope. So I would sell hope.
I don't think religion is hope. I think religion is, like, how to.
No, no, not the whole. I'm talking about that. That's the major part, though. Like, if you follow these guidelines.
Like, some religions, like, so it depends on the religion, right? You know what I'm saying? Jesus, particularly.
Now, he's right. It's based on hope.
It's based
on
hope, bro.
That's what faith is.
Yeah.
Faith is hope.
The evidence of things not seen. You feel me? It's hope.
So what about you? What would you sell?
I mean, is this a devil's advocate question type thing?
You can answer however you want. Like, if you could sell anything, right? You could sell anything you want.
And we're just doing this strictly. I would sell self-gratification.
Mm. Like, get your own
like pride. Like, if you can sell pride, everybody has pride. You know, and everybody wants pride.
You made me change my answer.
Everybody wants to be self-gratified.
Elaborate on that, Deepa. What you mean?
Like, everybody wants to make themselves happy. Mm-hmm. So if I could bottle that up, whatever it may be,
right,
to make everybody happy, that's what I would give them. Because hope...
You wouldn't be able to bottle up fast enough.
Huh?
You wouldn't be able to bottle it up fast enough. That should have gone through the shelves.
You would boom.
Yeah. That's crazy.
If you get this bottle, it's going to make you happy. Whatever your dreams, whatever your goals, whatever.
Because that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah.
That you make yourself happy.
Damn, that's crazy. You're right. You feel
me? You're hoping to do that, you know?
No, if that's the case, I'd sell tradition.
Yeah.
I'd sell tradition? Have something you believe in and that you want to do every day, and like believe in that, and like have something like a purpose for yourself. You feel me? Like, I feel a lot of the problems out in this world is because people don't know where they're from and where they're going and how they're living. You know, tradition comes at, like, you know, religion has tradition. Like, these fundamental facts in life, like wake up, make your bed, like have a process in your life that allow you to just live every day in a certain light that you can live your fullest and not be like, do I look good? Am I scared? Or, you know, is my car right? You know, like you can have this.
See, but in people's homes, you don't know what people really want. They want to make themselves happy, and whatever that is, they willing to do it. We don't even know what they're doing in their house to make themselves happy.
Yeah, because
somebody might want to, like, you know, like stab people in the throat.
Yeah, somebody might have that though, you know, and just to be self-gratified and to make yourself happy. If people could get their hands on things,
if you did that, people would never leave the house, bro. They would be fat and just eating and never leave the house. Because if they could have it bottled up and give it
just
to them,
they
wouldn't go try to go get it.
If people could have whatever they want, they would self-implode.
For sure.
Yeah,
for facts.
Because it's probably...
You're going to overdose. If I can hit this button... It's that monkey. It's the monkey thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, they gave a monkey a treat and, like, got him to hit the button for it. And he started understanding, like, every time I hit this button, I get a treat. And then, you know, he just would become fat and over. Like, he would just keep hitting the button until because he would just...
Facts, yeah.
That's what we would do.
But we need that balance to not be able to get it.
Nah, for sure.
Oh, disappointment. So easily, sure. Like failure, I think, is the biggest reason for accomplishments.
Exactly.
Right. Like, if you didn't fail, would you reach the pinnacles you reach?
Life is all about balance. You need both sides.
Yeah, you got to have the other. There's no joy without pain. That's like that's a real thing, right, to me. Like,
you wouldn't understand joy without pain.
How would you know happiness if you didn't know agony of defeat and pain was?
Would never.
That's real.
Word, man. But I appreciate y'all coming through, man.
Anytime.
Sci-Fi, I hope you enjoy, man. I appreciate y'all. You know, maybe we was drinking it up, having a great conversation. This was just more of a relaxed situation where we just talking, you know, just to open up or whatever, man. It's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill, and we signing out. Peace.
Peace.
One.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.